Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Andrew Knightnick is here. Andrew is the founder and the director of the Center for Executive Coaching. He's trained hundreds, if not thousands, of coaches around the world. He not only is a coach, he trains coaches. He's worked with some of the large companies in the world. He's here to talk to some of the smaller companies in the world. He's got a new book out called Coach, The Crucial Deceptively Simple Leadership Skill for Breakaway Performance. That's his newest book. He's written others. He's our new friend, Andrew Knightnick. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Great to have you here.
So we've talked a little bit about coaching on the show. I had my consulting company before I went insane and started my media company here. I had a very simple life, Andrew, as a consultant to small businesses, and half the time, more than half the time, my activity with them turned into, instead of me helping them solve problems, it turned into me coaching them, and so I determined that basically everybody needs a coach. What do you think?
I think that makes a lot of sense, especially small businesses. I work with so many of them, and the issue is, especially for baby boomers, you know that 4 out of 5 businesses are never going to sell.
Yeah.
You're just not ready to. The baby boomer, the owner, has created a business so dependent on themselves that they're trapped in the business, and all of their time and effort to create something that could lead to a great retirement is not going to happen. And so a lot of the work I do is helping to create a company that's not dependent on them, that's strong, that's valuable, and works like a machine so that they can hand it off to family or to somebody who wants to buy it or an investor and get out of it.
And of course, if that's their goal, right? I mean, you're agnostic as to their goals. You just want to help them accomplish their goal, right? Because for myself, I'm going out feet first, right? I'm going to stay here. I love working. I'm going out feet first. So I would want you to help me do that, right? You don't care what my goals are, as long as I'm maximizing my opportunity.
That's exactly what it is. So the first step in any coaching process for me is to say, what would be a goal that would be worth 5 to 10 my fees and the time we have to spend together for you to achieve? So yeah, right. that was one example. Sometimes it's sales are stagnant. Sometimes it's I never see my family. Sometimes it's our team is having conflict. Sometimes it's I don't like the culture I've created. I want
right.
to change it. Sometimes it's we need a new strategy. There's a myriad of issues that someone might want to work on with a coach.
What's the difference in a coach and a consultant?
There's a lot of overlap, but a consultant is typically very directive. A consultant's going to do analyses, give you a PowerPoint, make a presentation, and make recommendations. A coach, the fundamental conversation in coaching is about asking powerful questions, engaging in a dialogue with you, and trusting that you already know, that you have the experience and wisdom, and with the help of some really good creative questions, we can go even deeper and farther, look at how you're showing up as a leader. But ultimately, you're the one who's going to be accountable for setting your goals, coming up with what you need to do, and moving forward. So the coach, per the definition of coach originally, is more like a vehicle. How do you get from point A to point B?
That accountable word is big in there. I always felt like I was transitioning from consultant to coach when, as we were working on a project, I felt like I needed to give my client homework. When I felt like I needed to give them something to do so that they could be prepared for our next meeting, our next time together, I felt like that was sort of coaching. You know what I mean? Holding them responsible, not letting them use me as a crutch, but teaching them how to fish, so to speak.
Yeah, that's exactly it, teaching them how to fish. The first coaching assignment I had, I was a consultant just like you, and I had presented an amazing analysis to my client showing him that he had 10% opportunity to improve productivity. And he said to me, Andrew, I already knew this. And so I said, yeah, so why'd you hire me? And he said, because this isn't why I hired you. I want the stuff that comes next. I need someone mm-hmm. I can talk to. I got some really tough decisions to make to achieve right. these numbers. And that's why I want you. I really want to coach. And so that's when I shifted my practice as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. And sometimes people also need validation. Because, as you know, Andrew, when you're running a business and you're kind of all alone, you're over there on Saturday morning when nobody else is there, or late at night when nobody else is there, you can make yourself believe that there's something wrong with you, can't you? I mean, you need, and maybe there are things that are wrong with you, but not everything. You need somebody to help you sort those things out and show you where you're wrong and where you're not wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So a lot of times we'll play, when we're coaching, I'll challenge the client to take on different perspectives. You know, how would an investor think about this? How would the customer think about this? How would your particular employees think about this, so that they can validate themselves by stepping into the shoes of others?
So the reason I'm asking you to differentiate all this is because, see if you agree with this, if you have a project that needs to get done, hire a consultant. If you would like yourself to be the project and you'd like to become a better professional, maybe become more of a CEO of your company, hire a coach. What do you think about that?
I think that's true, but I've worked on a lot of projects as a coach where my job was to do both. In other words, the project wasn't
right.
working well, and part of the reason was that the client had to take a look at themselves. You know, how are they communicating? How are they showing up?
Well, the reason I'm bringing yep. this up is, what should we ask the person in front of us who's hung a shingle out and said, I'll help you with your business? How do we determine if that person is going to be a coach for us or a consultant for us?
For me, I try not to worry too much about coaching versus consulting, right? I think my clients often want both. They want me to be strong and say, hey, here's what I would do in your shoes, and give them the chance to respond. And often they just want to explore. So I think the
right.
real question to ask is, what would value mean for you? If you could take your business somewhere where it hasn't been and you'd be delighted it could get there, what's that thing? You know, in business jargon, we sometimes call that the constraint point.
Right.
What's the constraint point of your business? How valuable would it be for you to break through that? And then you can interview your coach and say, is this something you can help me with? So I'm much more focused on practical results that provide an incredible return.
Oh, I need a website quickly, please, Andrew.
Centerforexecutivecoaching.com.
And the book is called Coach. It's brand new from Andrew Knight. The quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Lysingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.